Isaiah chapter 19. The Burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud, and is coming to Egypt. Then the idols of Egypt will reel at his presence, and Egypt's heart will melt inside it. And I will incite Egypt against Egypt, and a man will fight his brother, and a man his neighbour, and a city, and a kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt will drain away inside them, and I will overthrow their counsel, and they will seek the idols and the necromancers and the soothsayers and the wizards. And I will deliver Egypt up into the hand of a harsh master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says the Lord of hosts. And the waters of the sea will dry up, and the river will become parched and arid. And the rivers will stink, and the canals for fortifications will run low and will dry up. The reed and the sedge will wither. The pastures by the river, and in the river estuary, and every crop dependent on the river, will dry up and be driven about, and it will be gone. And the fishermen will sigh and mourn, all who cast a hook into the river, and those who stretch a net over the water will languish. And the workers in combed flax will be at a loss, as will the weavers of white linen. And its foundations will be broken in pieces, all who earn wages from lakes harbouring aquatic life. What fools the officials of Zoan are, the wise men who give Pharaoh dim-witted advice. How can you say to Pharaoh, "I am a son of the wise, I am a son of the eastern kings"? Where are they? Where are your wise men? And may they tell you, and may they discern, what the Lord of hosts has decreed concerning Egypt. The officials of Zoan have become foolish. The officials of Noph have been deceived. They, the elite of its tribes, have led Egypt astray. The Lord has infused a spirit of misdirection in its precincts, and they have led Egypt astray in all its dealings, as a drunk strays off in his vomit. And Egypt will not have any work which the head or tail, palm branch or bulrush might do. On that day, Egypt will be like women, and it will tremble and be fearful of the Lord of hosts raising his hand which he raises over them. And the land of Judah will be an object of dread to Egypt. Everyone who mentions it will fear for himself, because of the decision of the Lord of hosts which he has taken concerning it. On that day there will be five cities in the land of Egypt speaking the language of Canaan, and who swear to the Lord of hosts. One will be called the City of Destruction. On that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the middle of the land of Egypt, and a monument to the Lord at its border. And it will be as a sign and a testimony to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they will cry out to the Lord because of oppressors, and he will send them a saviour who will be great and who will save them. And the Lord will be known to Egypt, and Egypt will know the Lord on that day. And they will make sacrifices and meal offerings, and they will make vows to the Lord and fulfil them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, strike and heal, and they will return to the Lord, and he will accede to their entreaty and heal them. On that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come to Egypt, and Egypt to Assyria. And Egypt will serve with Assyria. On that day Israel will be a joint third with Egypt and Assyria, as a blessing in the middle of the land, because the Lord of hosts will bless it, and say, "Blessed is my people Egypt, and the work of my hands Assyria, and my inheritance Israel."